I invite you to take a deep breath and slowly, as you exhale, allow all the tension in your body to dissolve and melt away. And let us quiet the questioning logic and intellect of the mind. Let us gently talk to it. Say thank you for always being a part of me. And let's quietly move into that safe place that is always here for you. That safe place that reminds you that you are eternal, that you never had a beginning, and therefore you never can have an ending. You simply always exist. And in this beautiful place of infinite existence, let us acknowledge the wonderful messages that we can now receive from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Each time we come to you in this way, we are so aware of all who are listening. For many years, we have presented the channelings. And for many years, those channelings have been recorded and placed in places where you get them. And you get them for free, and anyone can listen to them at any time. This was what I asked my partner to do many, many years ago. And all the time that we have done this, I have told you this, that in a multidimensional state, it doesn't matter whether you're watching or listening to that which has been recorded or not. Because we are aware of the listener. Awareness of the listener. If you are listening or watching this in a time that it was not broadcast, a year later, we see you there. We know you there. You're part of the family. We're always with you. You're never alone. The fact that you have given intent to listen to this in your now, it's our now as well. Your eyes are here, your ears are here, your consciousness is here. We have a compassion for this. This is the compassion of the creative source. We know you. So this is live, no matter when you listen to it, no matter when you see it. And that is what we always wanted to say to you. So you understand, it's the awareness we have of you as the listener that makes it so profound. This is the last of four channelings on that which is compassion. Now, we may do some other compassionate kinds of explanations in the future, but these four are the ones we wish to give you at this time for you, for what's going on the planet right now. This is the fourth time I will give you that which is the definition of compassion as we see it, not the one you find in the dictionary. And even this description is filled with metaphors. Listen. Compassion is the connection with God, with spirit, with the creative source. A connection that allows you to meld with the energy of open-heartedness, with mature benevolence, with understanding of everything that is. Again, with perhaps even more explanation, a connection with that which is the creative source, that in itself, critical, is first, connect to spirit. And next, understand that that will allow you to have a complete and meld with things you don't normally meld with. Energy, open-heartedness. Perhaps some of you feel you're not necessarily that way. You would be if you connected. Open-heartedness, mature benevolence, not simply benevolence. Mature benevolence is that which comes from old souls, which have seen it all and are arriving now at this time and understand what the difference is between simple benevolence and been there, done that benevolence. Mature benevolence. And finally, understanding of what you're seeing. That's a big one. There are so many who don't understand what they see because they only see it in 4D. And those who are multidimensional have a second sight and a third sight, an understanding sight, and a peace that happens because of it. That's compassion. And the fourth compassion is this. Something we've been teaching for years, and it's called compassionate action. Here is the premise. When you have compassion for any of the other three, number one, for others, number two, for the plan, number three, for yourself, what is the action that comes from that compassion? What do you do? Compassionate action is something that doesn't always happen. It's not automatic. There are many who simply have compassion. They feel certain things. They develop certain compassions, certain kinds of, I would say, perceptions around it, and that's it. And it stops there, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there's the rest of the story. If you have compassion for things, people, situations, for yourself, for the plan, what's next? What follows that we call compassionate action. What if there were really two parts to all compassions? And there is this, the understanding, the realization, you see it, and then you do something. Now that something that you do can be almost anything that is also compassionate. Let's give an example. You're compassionate to a person, and we rewind to the first lesson, the first facet, compassion to others. And we told you, it's not feeling sorry for them, and it's not pity. You have that mind that is melding with spirit, and you have compassion for all that is them and what they're going through. Let's say they have lost someone. Let's say you see them and they're in their sorrow and crying and you feel it right here and you start to have immense compassion for their situation, for their soul, for them. What's next? How powerful are you? Do you think that you have a connection to spirit? Do you think you're listened to? I'll tell you, there are millions of us who are listening to you all of the time. When you pray to God, what have you been told that is? In the very linear 4D way, you have no idea. Every single time you open your heart to speak to spirit, we're there. So you see this person, and what do? What if you were put your hand on your heart, dear spirit, give this person peace and strength. I see them being hugged by God. I see them understanding more about what has happened and not having it affect them for the rest of their life. I see this mother who has lost their child. And I see that mother, perhaps, dear spirit, you will allow and send the energy of love. So she is comforted. Nothing can eliminate that which has happened. But her reaction to it for the rest of her life can be mature benevolence, where she sees it and it doesn't control her or make her cry every time she thinks about it. But instead, dear spirit, let her feel loved and understand. And so your reaction then and your compassionate action is instantly to say a prayer. To say, dear spirit, give her love, send her love, so she can feel it. And maybe it goes further. Dear spirit, let this person find light in places that that person doesn't expect. You might see that there is an individual who hasn't lost anyone, but is always, always sorrowful. It happens. Always perhaps depressed, it happens. A person that can't really see light anywhere, and you have compassion for them, because every time you're with them, you think, I wish so much that they could improve. I wish for them, and I wish you can do more than that. Compassionate action is you going into that which you do so well, a connection with spirit to help them balance. Dear spirit, let them find that which I found. Put something in their path that they can't miss, like you did with me. Let them find it in their own time, with their own choices. But put things there so they can find peace where they don't have peace now. So they can understand that they don't have to worry all the time. Some of you have had these things put in your path. My partner has a name for it. It says, made you look. With free choice, you make the decision that says, what if there's more than I was told? What if all of these things, this strange idea of channeling, the strange ideas that spirit has a magnificent plan, all these, what if this had substance? Substance past what you were ever told by any spiritual leader on the planet. What if it goes further than that? What if you are magnificent? Then you say, oh, and it brings you here. And you start studying the things that will lengthen your life and heal your body. And then you turn and you see someone who hasn't got a clue. And you say, oh, if they only knew. If they only knew. And you'd have compassion. And now you start the prayer. Or the visualization, if you visualize, even the feeling. Dear creative source, I know you love this soul. Put something in their path to make them look. With free choice, if they will or not, and if they don't look the first time, do it again and again, so maybe they can see light and find the comfort that they could have, like you did with me. Like you did with me. Compassionate action. What if there is an action every time you feel compassion? When you feel compassion for the plan, which we told you about before, part of the four, what would be the compassionate action? How about this? You drop into your heart, you say, dear spirit, thank you for all you put us through to bring us to this point where we're starting to climb that ladder by ourselves of enlightenment, starting to clean up our planet, our societies, our culture, very, very slowly, so that there will be no more war. So that we'll start to understand each other and how to work with each other better. Thank you for that. Could it be that compassionate action is thanks? Yes. Every single one of you can figure out what would be the action you would take that would be most compassionate after you have the compassion. Yes, this is advanced. That's why we presented it to you last. I hope you've understood these four areas, and if you have not, you can always listen to them again. These channelings on the Healing Wednesdays, the channelings will also be available for all to hear, not sequestered only to the membership. But you're hearing them first. And you're hearing them now and in your real time. As I said, we know who's here. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.